Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin didn't have much to say after the game yesterday. You know, Brown's getting just looking miserable against the Miami Dolphins and losing 20-3 on a terrible day, and you could say the conditions and blah, blah, blah. But the Dolphins still managed to put up 20 points with a backup quarterback, and the Browns put up three. And the Browns have now scored 7, 6, and 3 points in the last three games. If Jameis Winston were healthy, would he be playing? I sure hope so. Is he healthy enough that he could play? I don't know the answer to that. At this point, hate to say it, because and Tyvus Powell yesterday on the postgame show, I asked Tyvus, what do players think about games at this time with draft position? He said players couldn't care less. They want to go out and win. Okay, great. Well, if you don't have the talent on the field to possibly win a game, you don't have anything to worry about. And that seemed to be the case yesterday for the Browns. Just didn't have the talent, Dan.
Yeah. DTR, I said DTR looks lost. I've seen enough.
I think everybody has.
Yeah, I'm good. If Kevin Stefanski walks out there today and says we will be starting Bailey Zappi, a quarterback, on Saturday, I'd be like, okay, fine, sure, whatever.
You know what, though? You sure you want to do that?
Jeff, I don't care at this point.
Well, hold on.
Sure.
Bailey Zappi's won games in the league. You know where I'm going here.
I do.
At this point, why would you jeopardize at least the third pick in the draft? I'm rolling DTR out there again next week. And I'm gonna play him. He doesn't give me a very good chance to win. And at this point, that's the most you can accomplish this season. No player wants to hear that. I get it. No player wants to hear that. What do you think the front office thinks? They all want to win games. I get that. Everybody wants to win. At this point, it doesn't behoove you to win a game. I wouldn't start Bailey Zappi for that reason.
He might
luck you into a game.
I don't think there's much of a difference between DTR looking lost and Bailey Zappi checking down. It's all kind of, it feels very 6 in one hand, half dozen in the other. And if that's the case as well, and I can't believe I'm going to say this in an argument between DTR and Bailey Zappi, but here we are. At some point, you need to establish a culture of winning.
Yeah,
I
know.
At some point, you need to hold people accountable.
That point of this season is gone.
Right. As I said, I can't believe I'm saying this in an argument between DTR and Bailey Zappi, but this is our reality.
Ravens need to win the game to clinch the division.
Right.
Right. They've clinched a playoff spot.
Weird things happen in Browns-Ravens games.
Well, we saw that earlier this year, didn't we?
Exactly. Weird things happen. And so, if they want to do it, I get it. I'm fine. Cool. If they come out and they go, hey, DTR is going to start, I'd be like, great. Whatever. It's really where we are in this entire thing. It sucks that we're here. It's awful that we're here.
It's reality that we're here.
It's reality that we're here. And it is reality smacking you square in the face. And you start having conversations about this roster, and you realize that it's starting to look like that Chargers roster from 3 years ago, where you're looking at that going, wow, they've got some real talent on that team. They've got Joey Bosa. They've got Derwin James. They've got the middle linebacker, whose name is totally escaping me right now, Melvin Ingram. That's the name. They've got Keenan Allen. They've got Mike Williams. They've got all this stuff. And you realize how top-heavy a roster is. And you realize that the middle to the bottom of the roster is just a mess. And those are the teams that are succeeding right now, are the teams that the middle and the bottom of the roster are playing to a level that you can succeed with. And this team can't do it.
For what it's worth, Bailey Zappe as a starting quarterback has a record of 4-4. Should that scare you, Browns fans? I don't know. We'll see. I can't imagine that they would start Bailey Zappe. And I say that just because they're going to finish out what they have and go from there. And then I think starting next week, and I would doubt it starts on Sunday, but it would definitely, I would think, start on Monday. We're going to see major changes with this team.
You think we're getting major changes?
Absolutely.
Because at every turn.
Yeah, Dan, they're 3-13.
Well, but at every turn, Jimmy Haslam will tell you, Kevin Stancy's safe.
And he also said, he never said safe. He said when he was asked by Jeremy Fowler at the owners' meetings, as he was walking out, casual conversation, yes, I think we have the right people in place, but we'll reevaluate everything at the end of the season. I'm sorry. I think Kevin Stefanski's a good NFL head coach. He can only coach what he's given to coach. Right now, there's not a lot of talent there. If the ownership group next week says, you know what, we've thought things over, we're going to change coaches, we're going to change front office, who's going to argue with that rationale? I mean, seriously, at 3-13, I like Kevin Stefanski. I think he's a good coach.
Agreed. Same on this
one. If they decided to make a move, how can you argue? I would bring him back. How can you argue at 3-13?
It's tough.
It's very tough.
It's tough.
I could make an argument, but I could also make an argument the other way. 5 years in, you're 3-13. You should have established more of a culture so that even if you didn't have the talent and even if the quarterback didn't work, you should win more than three games.
You'd hope, but you'd turn around and look at the general manager and the whole thing and go, well, maybe the talent should be there. Maybe the talent should have been coming in a little bit better. I can only coach the people who are in front of me.
Maybe you should evaluate the talent on your roster a little more critically than you did after last season.
Open-eyed. Yep, critically.
I mean, if you've listened to this show, I talked about the lack of skill position talent on this team going into the season. It's been clearly on display. Clearly. I mean, you have one wide receiver who is pretty good and one who I think is better than pretty good, and you traded him. Traded him to Buffalo. And you have another one in Jerry Jeudy who's pretty good. I like Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
But let's not think he's Jamar Chase, because he's certainly not.
I mean, Ian Rappaport piece over the weekend, despite a stunning slide to 3-13. This season, the Browns have no plans to move on from two-time coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski.
Right, which I've seen says that. I'm okay with that. But certainly, if the Haslams wanted to, how are you going to argue that? Cool Ray's in Bedford. Cool Ray.
What's happening, Cool Ray?
Hey, what's up? Happy New Year, you guys. How you feeling?
Very happy New Year to you as well.
Okay, so first, let me just get this off my chest. I totally disagree with you, man. Kevin should be gone, period, done. Even just display of who he picked, he kept DTR and got rid of Huntley, and Huntley walked through us like we weren't even standing there.
He doesn't make those moves.
Did he do it or the general manager do it?
Thank you very much, Dan.
He doesn't make
those moves. Cool Ray, you understand why Tyler Huntley wasn't here and DTR was, right? They drafted DTR. They thought they had a developmental quarterback. They had a pretty good idea what Tyler Huntley was. He won a game against the Browns' backups in certain situations yesterday. It's not like Tyler Huntley was ungodly good, and it's not like he's been ungodly good. Let's not put him on the Mount Rushmore quarterbacks, okay? So let's just leave that narrative at the door. He's an okay NFL quarterback. If he was really good, the Browns wouldn't have been able to sign him last year because he would have already had a job. So let's stop the Tyler Huntley is the best quarterback in the history of quarterbacks.
We're not doing that, but what we're saying is you guys talk about Kevin and all these things. That, you know, if he don't have the power he needs to make decisions or whatever, then that's another reason to go. But my thing is this. I think the conversation should be this today is, based upon what we're hearing out of Myles Garrett's mouth, how can you sell this team moving forward to this man? He's going to want out.
Well, then you trade him.
Yeah.
You trade him and you load up on draft picks and you rebuild it. It's real straightforward, Cool Ray. I love Miles. I want him to finish his career here. I hope he goes another 5 years. He's 29 years old.
I don't like being in the business of trading Hall of Famers.
I don't either. I want to keep him.
But how do you sell the talent that we had on this team?
You tell him what you have. If he doesn't like it and he wants traded, you trade him.
And the plan that you got in front of him.
Sorry.
It's the best you can do, man.
If you do that, then how do you sell that this is going to be a better team moving forward to your fan base?
That's a better question.
That's a doozy. It's the same thing that we said the past couple of days, man, which is you heard it coming out of the locker room from Miles. I want to hear what the plan is going. Denzel Ward the next day. If Miles is hearing that plan, I'd love to hear it too. Joe Bitonia, yeah, I'm debating retiring, but also I would really like to hear that plan. Your entire fan base every single day on these airwaves and other airwaves across the city. Yeah, we'd like a plan as well. We would like to know which direction this thing is going. We're all in the same exact camp. We want to know when we can come back to a conversation where the arrow for the Cleveland Browns is beginning to point up.
Michael is in Cleveland. Hi, Michael.
How are you, Michael?
Good morning. 2 years is the answer to that because we just don't have the players on here. I was going to talk about DTR real quick, but with the gentleman that was before me, the thing is that there's been a lot of Hall of Famers that towards the end of their career, because he's turning, what, 30?
29.
For Miles, 29. Okay, towards the end of their career.
Yesterday.
That you end up on another team.
Yeah. And we can go down that list and go through all that stuff. It's just, boy, I really would not like to do that with Miles Garrett.
I would agree.
But if we're all going to be honest with ourselves with this team, which, I mean, the beginning of the year, I think we were very delusional with the playoff high that we had, even though the playoff last year exposed us for a lot of what was going to happen this year, if you go back and look at it. Is that, it's going to take a couple of years. We've let go of a lot of positions that they've gotten a lot older. We've, the scheme that we were running, a lot of players that were hidden with other talented players around them last year was kind of like showing what we're at right now. And, you know, the thing that I'm happy is going back to the DTR thing is that all I heard this year was let DTR come so we can see how he's going to play. DTR is not.
You never heard that from me, Michael, by the way.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that said it, and I'm just looking at him like, all right, he's thin. He's, you know, he's he doesn't have that frame of an NFL quarterback to go all, the whole season. And the first or second game, he started getting tweaks, and he started getting a little injured and stuff. And the thing is that our backup that people are like, oh, let him see. He is not an NFL quarterback that we can rely on.
I don't want to ding, Dan. I was chatting with the former professional athlete over the weekend.
Ding!
And he said, can everybody not see that this guy is a great Canadian Football League quarterback?
Oh, well, probably one of the best. I mean, if given the opportunity. And, you know, in a couple of years, he might have that opportunity. But next year, I mean, what are we looking for, a quarterback? We're looking for a quarterback, and we're looking for a whole quarterback room. Because I do not think that any of these quarterbacks should be returning. I think that the offensive coordinator and the running backs coach and the offensive line coach has not shown us anything. People want to blame the players, and you know what? You can pick whatever player you want to. All of them have not had a great season.
That sums it up real well, Michael.
And goodness, Michael, on top of that, which offensive line coach are you pointing at and saying they aren't showing anything? Because if you read that same Ian Rappaport piece,
buying this, by the way?
Yeah.
Go ahead and say it.
I'll read it verbatim. We get into it a little bit later. Other staff changes are possible. Mike Vrabel, who joined the Browns as a coaching and personnel consultant after he was fired by the Titans this past season, effectively became the offensive line coach, leaving a void in the likely event he lands elsewhere in the cycle.
What do you think of that one? And what do you think of this roster, where it sits right now? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.